95.7 The Fan presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. This is The Drive here on The Fan and opening week. It is opening week. Opening week coverage on 95.7 The Fan is presented by Hands-Free Skechers Slip-Ins. Just step in and go. All right, Clint, it is Clint and Tyler, and I know Tyler is so fired up Saturday night. By the way, hey, you got an interesting game against Arizona State, the Aggies. So
for sure.
That's at College Station, correct?
Yeah, I might be there.
I knew it. I should set you up.
Might be going to God's country.
I'll leave it. I don't know he's going
to take
a trip to Jerusalem on us real quick when you're going. Sorry, he's at College Station, my fault. But no, that's an interesting game. But obviously, Clint, the game of the weekend, Texas, Ohio State, and plug, come on out. Come on out to Talyards. Talyards Brewing Company out in Sugar Land. I will be out there, and we'll have a watch party. Right? I'll be out there around 6 o'clock. They have amazing food, and all of their beers are brewed, and they've got tons of them. Anything that you are looking for, you want. They've got there. You can try them. You can do flights. You can do beer flights where you can try a whole bunch of different ones. And the greatest thing about it, especially if you're somebody who's in my life and Tyler's life and Clint's life, Tyler, you want to bring out the dogs? You can bring out the dogs. They got a spot the dogs will roll around.
I can bring my bitches.
You can bring out those girls, the dogs. Are they all girls, by the way?
Everyone's, yeah.
All of them, all girls.
Why did y'all do that?
I think it just kind of happened.
Just kind of happened.
Yeah, I'm surrounded by women. Yep,
they did that. They did what you and Lo have done, except they chose.
Yeah, I didn't plan it.
They chose to do that, or bring the kids. Bring the kids, and there's, I promise you, they've got playgrounds. They've got all kinds of things. My kids always love hanging out and running around. Tires? Can we go to Tires? Dad, can we go to Tires? Yeah, and I'll go get a. As Clint would say, I'll get a little halfway busted up on the other side.
Yeah. Any of them ever lost a shoe?
Yeah, not at Talyards.
Okay,
yeah.
No, man, a good time to be had out there. Come on out. We are going to be there until the game, man. Texas, Ohio State should be fun. Come out with us. Give you some good food, some good drinks. It'll be a good time. Even if you're not near the Sugar Land area, come hang out with us. They're gonna give me a microphone out there.
When you get a chance to party,
wait, what?
Party.
I give me a microphone out there just. And the stage.
Oh, that's risky.
So what's your plan? What's your getting
risky. I don't know, man. I'll have a few and just wing it.
You got some giveaways?
I don't know.
Okay, well, if you do, you might want to let the people know what they're showing up for.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just going to be a good time, man. It's going to be a good time.
I'm a flight guy. Did I say that? Guy? Did I tell you that already?
No, I didn't know that.
I'm a flight guy. Oh yeah, at a place like that, a brewery like that, yeah.
You got to be a
flight guy. And let Ron will tell you, he's been there enough. We've been there enough. To tell you which ones, how many come in a flight? Is it three or five? Do you know?
I think it varies.
I think it's five there.
Oh,
yeah.
There.
I think it's five there.
Yeah, so you'll get plenty of options, but just ask, hey, man, what's your most popular five? And sample them little joints. That's the way to go. That's no question the way to go.
Yep, get you that, get a little pizza, and do your thing, man. They got it all there for you, man. It's a good time. We'll have a good time out there. All right, Clint, though, the game, though, that we are looking at that's bringing us out there for the watch party is Texas-Ohio State.
Ooh,
it's the game of the week. A lot of people, some people think could potentially be the game of the year. When you look at two Heisman Trophy candidates in Arch Manning and Julian Sayin, you look at the coaches in Sark and Ryan Day, Coleman, Cam Coleman. Now, I don't know, I'm saying he's on the same level of Jeremiah Smith, but two big time receivers. These are two teams that are legit, thought to be legit title contenders.
Yep.
For Texas, Clint, is this to you more about Arch or Sark?
It's Arch. It's Arch. Yeah. Look, I mean, the reality of it is if he's more consistent, especially in big games like this, if he's more consistent and if he's better. In big games like this, then Texas has got a real shot. If not, then they don't have a real shot. You know what I mean? The whole thing is hinging on Arch, and it's not about being good. It's not about being, well, I'm going to be better down the stretch or this or that. It's about being great every time you line up against in a moment like this, against a team like this. Because this is college football playoff type stuff,
yes,
right here.
Yes, absolutely.
And so, I think it's more about Arch. Look, there's no question about it. Sarkisian is one of the best offensive minds in football. You can dislike his system, but he's one of the best offensive minds in football, right? You look at the roster that he's built, one of the best in football. They win in the transfer portal. They surrounded Arch with a ton of talent. They've shipped out some productive players and said, we ain't paying you. We're going to pay. They made some tough decisions, and it seems like the majority of them have paid off. And so this is about Arch Manning, not Sark. Obviously, it's about all of them, but if you couch it that way, Arch or Steve, it's about Arch, and he's got to be big in this moment.
I just say that because last year when they faced Ohio State, now Arch took a lot of it, but oddly enough, when you watch it, Sark took a lot of it too for his game plan, yeah, and the positions that he put Arch in. Now, both of them, as the season moved on, seemed to understand each other better, and Texas kind of took off there late, including the way they finished the season. But, you know, I think it's an interesting fact with both of them on who we're going to be talking about more. I look at this, Clint. Texas should win. I just think when you look at it, advantages, most people believe they have the advantage at quarterback. Most people, you know, obviously they're at home. There's only a 1.5 point underdog, but or 1.5 point favorite. But you're at home. You got, as you just talked about, this roster you built. They've built one of the best transfer portal,
yep,
rosters, led by Cam Coleman, in the country. At home, man, I think most title contend, like true, like, all right, we're going to win a national championship. And Ohio State's a good football team.
Yeah.
Well-coached football team. But, I mean, these are games they got to win. You got to win at home, especially with the rest of their schedule coming up.
Yeah.
They can, and we talked to Danny Cannell last week, they can put themselves in a tough spot where they got to put it on the committee to let a team in with maybe 3 losses.
Yeah.
Like, you got to take care of business at home.
Well, you know, like, we talk a lot about Arch and Sark, and obviously, though, on that side of the football, They've got to be better than they were last year. They didn't score many points, right? But the key here to me with Texas is kind of an unknown with Muschamp as a defensive coordinator. His return to University of Texas as a defensive coordinator. I love Muschamp. I love his style. I think it's going to pay off big time for Texas. But we don't know yet. We'll see how he handles the Ohio State offense, what his plan is, and how the defense can hold up. Here's the thing. I don't think this is a must-win. But I think it's got to be a nail biter. I don't think this can. What was it last year?
It was close.
But wasn't it like 10-7 or something like that?
It was 17, super. Yeah,
like, this can't. This can't be. Like, I don't care who you are, who you're playing. Like, Arch Manning can't go out and have the production of 7. This offense can't be held to 7 points. Like, this has got to be maybe not a shootout, but a very entertaining game where it's won in the end by one team or the other. And I think each team walks away being a better team and you know, no negatives, if you will, if that is the case. That's where I see it. I don't think it's a must win, but it's damn sure one of those we better get game of the year type stuff.
Do you expect Texas to win?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, that's where they should be.
Yeah.
Like, last year it was in Ohio State. I expected it to be a good game, but I expected Ohio State to win because it's at home and that is a big enough an advantage. And I think that should be the case here for Texas. They get those type teams at home, and they got to be up for it, Clint. You just talked about it. I mean, the way they lost that game, and if I remember correct, they were down in the red zone multiple times. I know a lot of Texas fans remember this, and they shot themselves in the foot multiple times that led to them not being able to score enough points in that game. So they got to be up for this thing. But, yeah, that Texas has got to win these games at home against teams like this. So it'll be a good one. Come on out to Talliard's. Hang out with me on Saturday night as we watch damn sure probably the matchup of the non-conference season, Texas and Ohio State. Coming up, what is something maybe – that we watched last night in the opener between the Patriots and the Seahawks that we hope we don't see coming up on Sunday. We'll discuss that coming up next.